Bed, now. I'm not playing with you. You promised me that you'll go to bed before 10 o'clock, and now it's 11:15. Get into bed now, and I'll consider forgiving you. Listen, get your ass into bed right now, or I'm gonna throw your laptop out of this room and lock the door. So you're gonna sleep on the sofa, and when morning comes, you will face the wrath of my nagging, okay? No, I absolutely would do that. What? Did you just call me ridiculous? Oh, yeah? Well, let's take a look at whatever you've been doing recently, because for the past few days, you've been staying up late at night, not going to bed until 2:30 a.m., working on that same project, and yet you wake up at 6:20 in the morning. You don't eat much for dinner, and God knows if you've even been eating lunch at work. You also feel like you're really stressed whenever I'm cuddling with you, on the couch or in the bed, as if you're gonna die if you don't put your hands on the project for 5 minutes. It's absolutely outrageous. No. Shush. I am in no mood to argue. If you want to argue, at least do it in bed. I'll meet you there. Okay, now, baby, before you start, tell me, what day is it today? That's right, it's freaking Friday night, which means you have a good weekend's time to work, which means there's no reason for you to stay up late tonight and break your promise to go to bed early. No, I'm not done yet. Are you at least 80% done with that project? Yes or no? Don't give me any buts here. Yes? That's what I thought. And when is this project due? Next Monday? Okay. Now, at what time does work end for you? 6 p.m. And when did you come home tonight? 8:30. So, now that we've established that you're almost done with your project, and that it's not due for more than a week, and that you've already worked overtime for 2.5 hours on it, are you going to keep finding excuses, or are you gonna admit that you are the one who's being ridiculous? Okay, listen, I don't mean to sound all sassy, but the point is, you've been overworking quite a lot, as a matter of fact. Forgive me for being blunt, but you seriously need to take a step back and slow down. I mean, staying up late, not eating enough, and sometimes even skipping meals, not taking enough time to relax. Honey, if this continues, it's only a matter of time before you have health problems, and I cannot let that happen. You're not a machine that only knows working. In fact, even machines need to go through things like cool down and maintenance. Oh, darling, I understand. You're diligent and hardworking so that, you can bring home the bacon. But, love, you must also keep in mind that too much of everything is bad, and dedication is no exception. And you know that I can't let anything bad happen to you. I'm your wife, after all. You're the most important person in my life, so you overdriving yourself is really worrying to me. And I really hope you stop it. Mainly for your sake, but also for mine. Honey, you are doing good enough. Trust me, way more than enough, in fact. We're in a good position in terms of finances and spending, so we can most certainly afford you to slow down a little. But if you get sick or something, then that's going to create a large amount of expenses, and you wouldn't be able to work anywhere while you're sick. You wouldn't want that, would you? Good, me neither. And the good news is that avoiding it is very easy. All you need to do is to take better care of yourself. Pay more attention to your health rather than only care about your working. As I said, you're not a machine. You want me to be more specific? Alright, first of all, stop staying up so late. Unless something is due tomorrow, it's better to do it the next day when your head is clearer after getting enough sleep. Second, don't work overtime unless you absolutely need to. When you stay overtime, call or text me so I at least like know what's going on. What else? Let's see. Oh, eat your lunch and stop skipping meals. This one is like your worst offense. How can you think not eating enough is going to be a good thing at all? I swear, when you get so drowned in your work, you just don't think straight about anything else. Most importantly, stop overworking and remember to take enough time to rest and relax. Like I said, not every second of your waking life needs to be spent working. And judging by your circumstance, you are more than welcome to take some breaks. In fact, you need to do that for your sake. So, is all that doable for you? Good, I thought so, because if you can manage to get ahead in your job, you can certainly manage your health. You know, I hope I don't have to come with you to work and supervise you, because if this ridiculous behavior keeps up, then I'm gonna do it, and you cannot stop me. Unless you tie me up to a chair or something. And even if you do that, I will still figure out a way to keep an eye on you. What are you giggling about? Do you think I'm joking? Because you better not. Listen, I am dead, dead serious. This is no laughing matter. You need to take better care of yourself. Promise to me that you will. Good. I'll trust you again. Speaking of which, you broke your promise to go to bed early. How are you going to make up for it? You'll make me pancakes tomorrow morning with extra sugar. You really know what I like, don't you? Well, in that case, you better wake up earlier than I do, because the less I wait for that, the better. I'm just kidding. You can wake up whenever you want. It's what you need and deserve after a long week's hard work. Isn't that right? But remember to keep your promise this time, and pancakes will not save your life if you break this one. Alright, good night, honey. I love you.